This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Diana in Ronkonkoma. What's going on, Diana?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Okay.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Last night, I believe it was during the NBA Finals, they had a commercial on for the Stanley Cup. And they said that the Stanley Cup is the most recognizable trophy in all of major sports. And I was wondering if you guys would agree. My husband adamantly disagrees with that, and I said he's wrong. I think anyone, any non-sports fan, would be able to recognize the Stanley Cup. What do you guys think?
Al?
Yes. So we've had the Stanley Cup in here, and yes, I would agree with that. I don't really know of another championship trophy, maybe other than the U.S. Open Golf Trophy.
Maybe you guys need to ask Tracy that. Show her a picture of it and see if she knows what that is.
That's a great... You know what? That would be very smart. That's something I probably should have done at Friday. Yeah. Diana, and there is the Stanley Cup in our studio. Yeah. It definitely is. I mean, for a non-sports fan, you put the Stanley Cup would stand out over the Larry O'Brien, over the baseball trophy that Rob Manfred called a hunk of metal.
Remember that?
Just a hunk of metal.
Just a hunk of metal.
The baseball commissioner. What?
Yeah.
Lombardi, though, man. I'm telling you, the NFL's so popular now.
No. It's still the Stanley Cup.
It's Stanley Cup.
No, I'm saying for a non-sports fan, though. I mean, I'm not saying what's more iconic. I know it's the Stanley Cup. That's the greatest trophy. That's the one. But my point is that for a non-sports fan, you put them all in front. Because football is so much more popular than hockey... Would someone know the Lombardi over the Stanley Cup?
Oh, plus it has a football in it.
It's true. That is true. But would they say Lombardi? They'd have to say that's the Lombardi trophy to get the answer right. They can't just say the football trophy because it's a football on top of it.
And plus it has the NFL logo.
Yeah, you'd have to. Would they say Stanley Cup or would they say Lombardi? See, that is a... We wasted our opportunity now, but that would have been a great question for Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. Name these trophies.
What if someone just answered the Super Bowl trophy?
No. God, that's the Lombardi trophy. You have to know it's the Lombardi trophy. And they can't say that's the hockey trophy. Can't do that either. It's either the Stanley Cup or the Lombardi trophy. So, yeah.
And it's not just a hunk of metal.
No.
That's for sure.
I'm just trying to think. Maybe think Youssef would be able to. I don't. He's not around on Fridays anymore. Damn it.
Yeah, I saw him. He's around.
Oh, he's around?
Yeah.
Think he'd be able to identify it? He doesn't like coming in anymore. Something's going on with that. I don't know if it's like a...
we haven't figured out what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got like...
I don't think that's him, though.
He's got like that geofencing on him now, I think. Where he gets to a certain area, distance to the studio. He's got to put it in reverse.
Right.
Yeah, if he's around...
It's a shock in the neck.
Yeah, if he's around, I'd like to do that for him. And CBS Sports Network, if you could, we'll just prepare this. And if it happens, it happens. And maybe if it doesn't happen, we can do it another day. But if you can get all four major sports trophies up there from, you know, basketball, football, hockey, and what did I miss? Baseball.
He'd have to get the names of all of the trophy, the actual name of the trophy.
Yeah.
What is that hunk of metal in Major League Baseball called?
Oh, it's the...
Is it the commissioner's trophy?
Yeah, the commissioner's trophy. Yeah.
It's a hunk of metal.
Which is the commissioner called it, the commissioner's trophy. The commissioner called a hunk of metal. Yeah, that was amazing. Peter in Connecticut. What's going on, Peter?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. I just wanted to call in and kind of talk about OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. You guys mentioned OG's kind of struggles over the last series. And I think it's because him and Mikal play a similar game. They're slash and three, you know, and they also play a lot of good defense. But I think that they're trying to, like, force two similar players in that Tibbs lineup. And I think, like, I forgot, it might have been McPherson yesterday talking about
like what's wrong with the Knicks lineup, and I think that it's them. I think that it's those two guys that can't really work well in the same system.
Yeah, that's interesting, but I mean, I saw OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges play really well together when Jalen Brunson was out. Now, you want to tell me that Jalen Brunson's the straw that stirs the drink, you're right, and when he's in there and those two guys are in there, maybe it's a little confusing, but those two guys, at least on the defensive side of things, should be able to lock down the two guys that they've been on better than they have for the majority of the series.
I just think game four, Mikal Bridges was off. He did not hit his mid-range jump shots. Yesterday, OG Anunoby was off again. And it seems like in this series, for whatever reason, maybe it's because of the defensive energy that he feels like he has to put out to try to stop Pascal Siakam, it's affecting his offense. Maybe he is hurt. Maybe that hamstring is worse than we think it is. Nobody's talking about it, but we noticed it back in game two, was it?
Yeah.
So I look at it and I say, okay, he is just not shooting well. I mean, he was 1 for 7, 3 points last night, 3 for 14 overall. His offense is not there. And he just looks like, at times, he and Josh Hart on offense really look out of sorts.
Yeah, they do. I mean, and it's I don't
but
know.
They're still, but I mean, like, the fact of the matter
is,
they've scored 135 points, 109 points, 106 points, 121 points, and 111 points. So we could be sitting here bitching all we want. They're still scoring.
They're finding a way. You know? No matter what.
They're digging deep.
Digging deep and finding a way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Alejandro in Brighton Beach. What's going on, Alejandro?
Fellas, good morning, good morning.
What's up, man?
What's going on? Gio, first of all, I just quickly want to congratulate you, bro. I know what it feels like to hit a green using a six iron. Woo! We're probably the same handicap, so I got to congratulate you on that, bro. I understand that. So.
Oh, you should have seen him yesterday, Alejandro. Not only that. Number 16 over there at Sleepy Hollow, the beautiful par 3 that overlooks the Hudson. He hit it smack dab, what were you, about 10 feet away?
Yeah, I was 10 feet away. Yeah, and I have to tell you. Alejandro, it's a signature hole there. It's on like the cover of golfing magazines. And last year I played there for the first time. I was on a rough day and I sculled one right into the fescue even before like even got to the rough. It was horrible on the other side of the cart path. And then everybody goes, hit another one. It's 16 at Sleepy Hollow. You got to try again. I hit the same exact shot, sculled it again. And I was thinking about it since September of last year. And I'm not kidding you. In my own head, I was saying, when I get another opportunity to stand up there, I got to hit a great shot. So yes. I was standing over it, and it
and there calm, it is right there.
The calm came over me, and I hit it. So it was pretty good. It was a special day. And I washed it down with a Knicks win last night, Alejandro. Let's go. What a day.
Beautiful, beautiful day. Absolutely. I just want to talk real quick. Have you guys seen this going around on social media? There was this guy that paid a witch to put a spell on the Knicks to win last night. Mm. And it's just like a superstition kind of deal in a sense. Now, like, we need him to do that again for game six. In addition, real quick, Kylie Jenner is 2-0 when she's at the game. So I think Timothy has to bring her to game six as well.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. I thought about that when she was walking out. I was like, the last time that she was with him, they won. So maybe that if... And I thought he's going to drag her to Indiana.
She's a hell of a distraction.
Yeah, I know. He's going to have to drag her to Indiana. And she was wearing like a thing or showing some skin, too, an old deal. I mean, yeah. To bring her to Indiana... Have her be like just in like a bikini sitting courtside, and then have her flirt with the Pacers, and I think we might have a chance, Alejandro. But thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend, brother. And whatever. You know how I feel about things. If you're involved, actually involved in the series, then you can touch the money. Then there could be superstitions, whatever. But with fans and witches and all that other stuff, we can try, but I got to stop. For my own sake and my brain, I got to stop thinking that I have any sort of control over these things because I can't blame myself anymore for my team's losses. I can't do it.
My confidence comes from Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, true.
I mean, there's been a lot of athletes that have come through here over the years, and very few have achieved, you know, the level of, I think, appreciation that he has already received in such a short period of time.
Let's go to Steve in Connecticut before we get to Jerry's update and moment of the day. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
The gentleman that's going to the Broadway show can go buy an Apple Watch and get his updates on that to make his girlfriend happy as well.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I'm not a watch guy at all. I see people with the watches all the time, the Apple Watches, and on the golf course, and they're getting the yardage and everything else, and the scores and the texts, and people talking into them. Yeah, go out and get that, and then if you don't want to keep it, then send it back the next day. The guy's thing wasn't working out for me, and then return it. But yeah, that's an easy one.
The problem with that is I can't read it.
You can't?
I can't, no.
See, I've got, knock on wood,
I tried.
Decent eyes.
No way.
But I, yeah. But that would solve his problem. That's smart. Or he could just get thrown out because does he really care about the Denzel thing? He doesn't really care. He might think it's fun. He's like, oh, I get to see Denzel Washington on Broadway. That's something that's cool to see. And Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah, but he doesn't really care if he's a Knicks fan.
But he's taking his lady.
Yeah, my lady. I told my lady. We got a Knicks game to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.